Mike Tomlin on the starting offensive line. How much are they going to play tomorrow?
We'll play by ear. And that's what I meant. We've made no plans about the amount of play time for those suited at this juncture. We might view some of those instances on an individual basis. We might view some of those decisions on somewhat of a collective basis because of the cooperative work component of development. We'll have a better understanding of that or our intentions in that area as we get closer to the game. To be quite honest with you, this time of year, 48 hours out is a long time. And then we won't be opposed to being light on our feet and make decisions based on what we see in game along those lines.
I'm not going to read the text here that says ashes to ashes, dust to dust, Callis squeed that bird's neck and it bust. I'm not going to.
Not squeeze his neck. It was a parakeet. It was too small to have a neck. Or a big one, at least.
So we're not going to see Isaac Seumalo tomorrow. And I made a mountain out of that molehill early in camp. I said, man, if Seumalo's out a long time, that's going to really hurt the development of Broderick Jones. Lo and behold, Broderick, in pads, with Seumalo on his right, has looked a lot better in recent days. And, look, he did not look good without pads. That we're getting, not glowing reports, but not the, oh my God, this guy sucks reports that we had earlier in camp. This is a good sign.
Well, he won a lot of reps yesterday, from what I read.
Yeah.
So, I mean, close to glowing reports at this point.
From compared where he started, to where he was, yeah. Yeah.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign. Now, we'll see tomorrow how he plays because he's not going to have Isaac.
Correct.
And it'll be probably Spencer Anderson.
I would think. Now, the Steelers made a signing, which we will get to in a moment here. But he is the most important Steeler this year. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, yeah, but by extension, his blindside protector. Look at what happened last night. Anthony Richardson, this is his final shot to be a starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. And bang, drilled, finger comes out, it's no good, and in comes Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is going to get the next start anyhow. Hey, buddy, it might be over for him. It might be. I don't want to be like too hyperbolic, but your left tackle sucks. That could be Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rodgers obviously not going to play tomorrow, but I'm not a great offensive line expert breaking things down technically. Here's what I don't want to see. Him give up a sack.
Right.
I want to see him move people in the running game.
Right.
Simple stuff.
I'm right with you, but to add to that, I don't want to see him take a... You know, take a rep, and then the rep, something happens to the rep, and then he's like looking around. I don't want to see him like looking around, like, you know, at the end of a play or during a play, like, oh, I messed up. Like, what happened? Where's
the
guy? I don't want to see him like, you know, kind of in a tizzy, like, oh man, like what? Like, if you see that, then he's not on the same page. He's not registering. It's not clicking.
Right. Like, he's scoozy. And we've seen it with him before. We've seen one negative thing happens. And there's this spiral effect for Broderick Jones. We saw it in the preseason game last year. He gets Olaid for a sack, and then you could tell he's thinking. And he was banged up, too, but hey, if you're out there, you got to play well. And then Gregory Rousseau gets another sack, and then Gregory Rousseau gets another sack. Like, these things stacked upon each other. He has that bad holding penalty in the Denver Broncos game. He's splitting time with Troy Faltano at right tackle. One penalty turns to two, turns to three, and your ass is on the bench. I don't want to see him make mistakes. If he does make a mistake, I don't want to see those mistakes compound.
Mm-hmm.